Nothing has made me feel my status as a middle-aged millennial quite like the increased use of a face mask. While grocery shopping, I followed a college-age group around the store. They'd been shopping like newly minted roommates, testing out the edges of humor, but still carefully polite with one another, and still sliding in, "Excuse me, ma'am," to the likes of, well, me. Nobody in the group was wearing a mask, yet most of the solo shoppers were. They climbed into their Jeep, and I loaded my groceries in the back of my sedan, huffing and puffing against my mask, which I look forward to stripping off. It wasn't the first group of young'uns that I had seen unmasked, but I felt a little strange about my mental tisking. The next morning, it came up in conversation that it surprised me that the younger crowd seemed so cavalier about the masks. "Is it us? Are we more hardened or more frightened?" I asked my husband. He replied, "No, we're more prepared." "Oh," I said. He explained, "Well, once-in-a-lifetime economic collapse via a Great Recession? Check." He tapped the kitchen table with his hand. "Once-in-a-lifetime terrorist attack in the country? Check." He slapped the table. "Once-in-a-lifetime pandemic?" He slapped the table repeatedly, and I began to laugh. And he said, "Of course. Why not? Bring it. We're ready." Now, granted, our generation has been secretly eager for the zombie apocalypse, the one where we'd be in the Jeep fending off the nameless undead and, upon victory, drive off into the sunset as heroes. We didn't expect that a good deal of us would be asked to queue up our Netflix and figure out how much we have to tip our delivery driver. Or that we'd have so much guilt when closing that door behind us that we were the lucky ones, the ones having the food delivered and not the ones marked with the new quizzical buzzword of essential. There's also been a zombie-like invasion of millennials into TikTok during the quarantine. It cemented millennials' generational ease with the repetition of once-in-a-lifetime events. Among the millennial crowd, there was an immediate complacency with joining a new social media. We've seen a few of those crop up. There's even some pride now that we're the old folks creeping on the youngins. There's also shared relief from repeatedly experiencing a dose of general world weariness. That dosing was served with a dash of depressed people pouring alcohol in most TikTok videos. Are we listening to experts talk more about catastrophe? That is not new for us. Let's grab our toilet paper and our masks and keep calm with a little bit more White Claw. However, what is new is watching the division spread like a cancer through the same society that told us we could be anything. And if anything, we would be stronger when we were on a path of virtue together. Now we can't even agree on what is virtuous? Lately, I've been reading about virtues in my old Berenstain Bear books with my kids. There's some novelty in looking back to when it was strange that Mama Bear got a job. But there's comfort in reviewing the basics. Have manners. Pick up after yourself. And before you become a bully against a bully, think twice about whether that's the best way to resolve a problem. That said, I'm telling my kids that yes, you can be whatever you want, but you must work hard to become that. You can't just follow an aspiration for some future of acclaim that you think should be yours just because someone else wrote that story. We millennials are starting to figure out something simple about our story. This is our lifetime, and it's the only one we get, just like everyone else. We'll try to manage our way through more once-in-a-lifetime events, all new to us, but hopefully shaped by some virtues told to us by those who might have seen that once-in-a-lifetime thing before. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.